The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on Friday, October the 12th, 2018, 5.5 minutes after the hour. All I have to do is start off the show correctly. All I have to do is get here. Is remember, it's KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio, my name, your name, and what day it is.
Oh, hi, good morning. This is Linda Bott.
And I can't even get that going.
Okay,
this morning.
And that's Carl Bott talking.
So I'm going to get started over.
Okay.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, right here with Carl and Linda Bott. On October the 12th, 2018, 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great people down there, great service, expanded walk-in humidor. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
How you doing there, buddy?
I'm doing well.
You're looking peachy this morning.
Well, thank you.
And, of course, Linda Bott.
Good morning. You know what I noticed, Carl? I know that you were in the Marines for 31 years. When you get out of your cadence, you're so in a cadence that when you get out, you get a little discombobled. You know that? You're looking at me. Don't give
I
me
I don't
that.
Know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
So now you feel good that you went back from the beginning and got back into step?
You do
I'm
it
teasing
right.
you.
You do it right.
Okay.
And you keep doing
there's
it.
There's really no
right or right.
Good morning,
well, no,
everybody.
There is. And there's... Your name. I could have. What if I called you? What if I had called you Amanda Bott?
I would have to go back into the files and see when.
See if there was an Amanda in my life, and then if so, I was going to pay for it.
Nice.
That's why I had to run through it real quick before I came up with Amanda. I said, well, I can't say this. No. Okay, I'll use Amanda.
Any of you couples who have been together a long time know exactly what we're
Amy.
Talking about.
Could have called you Amy Bott.
I know Amy's just around. We're going to be going to Amy in a minute. But first, let's bring to you the weather. Good morning, everybody, on this beautiful Friday. It's currently 52 degrees in the downtown studios. Our high today will be 85 and sunny. Clear skies with the lows of 59. Tomorrow calls for a beautiful sunny day, again with our highs of 88 and our lows of 60 Sunday. Will be our temperatures around 84 and clear. As we look through the whole week, I'm seeing that beautiful sun and moon. Nothing about hazy skies, nothing about clouds, nothing about thunderstorms, anything like that. So we're blessed to have great weather ahead of us. And again, the weekend will be 84 and 88, and Monday calls for 83, and Tuesday for 85. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We thank our sponsors. They've been with us for a long time. We love them. They're locally owned and operated, and they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793, that's Shasta Gas Propane. Well, we love our pet of the week. We are so sorry we missed Bark Wine and Brew. We were
it's our first one. We've been
I know there. We've missed it. We've been there every year. We've emceed. We woke up and went, what's missing? Okay, what's missing is we're not at this event.
I don't remember that.
Well,
that part,
I do.
But I remember.
I
remember missing.
I'm missing. Yes. So, well, you know. Okay. But with us this morning is how do you like our little banner back and forth?
It's
Amy.
Good morning.
Good morning. And you have a darling. Okay, I'm not a cat lover, but this is a kitten that I would just. Adorable kitten that you brought in for pet of the week.
Yes, I have the cutest little kitten. This is Mango. Mango is a long-haired calico cat. She's got that really pretty orange, black, white kind of thing going on. She kind of looks like she has perpetually bad hair day because it just sticks out at all different angles.
And I love it.
Yeah, it's long and soft, and she's really sweet. She is really shy at first. As you can tell, she's kind of hiding in my shirt right now. But she does warm up to people. She just is kind of... You know, maybe hasn't been handled a ton, but she's becoming my best friend today. So she's very sweet. She's only about 3 months old. So
how is the cat population right now? What's happening at the shelter?
We do have a lot of cats.
Haven Humane.
Yeah. So we did the Empty the Shelter event with Bissell last weekend, which was really successful. Mm. We had 53 adoptions, which is really great.
Oh, man. Applause.
But anybody who knows how shelters work, it's where, you know, it fills right back up. It seems to be that's how that goes. So we do still have a lot of adoptable animals, and
she is adorable. I need to take a picture and post this. Pet of the week. And darling, the coloring on this kitten is just really, you know, it's like watching fish in a, you know, in a tank.
Yeah.
You know, they're ever changing, and she's just got this incredible look.
Yeah. She has really pretty eyes, too. She's a really sweet cat. I'm a big fan of long hair cats, so even if they shed a little bit more. And sometimes I don't feel like they shed any more than short haired cats.
Little white paws.
Yeah. She's really cute.
Yeah. You know, I've never owned a cat.
I never owned a cat.
Yeah. I mean, I've. You know.
I am more of a dog person, mm-hmm. and that probably has to do with the fact that I'm allergic to cats. Which is fine. You just take.
Yeah, I'm allergic too, but that's so you just didn't put your face down in their dander.
Yeah.
But oh my gosh, okay, she's getting it posted now on Facebook.
Take Zyrtec every day, and you're good to go. That's what I do.
So okay, so she's adoptable today.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And what are your fees? Are you doing anything with your? What's happening?
At the moment, we're not. We're still doing our regular adoption fees. As always, our senior animals have a discounted rate. So any cats in the shelter that are over the age of 6 are $42.50, thanks to the PALS fund. So we do have a discounted rate for senior animals. Definitely look into that because a lot of really, you know, amazing senior animals that need mm-hmm. a home. And we do have a lot of dogs and cats that have been sponsored as well. People come in and pay part of their adoption fee to sponsor the animals.
I like that.
So, yeah, there's definitely, you know.
So tell us, you know, quickly about your Bark, Wine, and Brew that happened and the funds that were raised and all kinds of good things.
It was a really successful night. We played a really teary, sappy video that was taken during the car fire. That was a really, like, you know, obviously we were really extremely busy and there was a lot going on for us. We just recently, just yesterday, said goodbye to our little Small Fry. A lot of people have been following Small Fry's story. She was found the first day of the car fire, burnt to a crisp, and she was like 2-month-old kitten, little Siamese kitten. And she just now left yesterday, so she found her forever home.
Oh, good. That's a forever home. When you said goodbye, I was like, oh.
No, she... Okay. No, it was very touch and go for a little bit because one of her burns in her back legs did get pretty infected. So, but there's been a lot of people following. We've been posting about her a lot on our Facebook, and she's kind of our car fire mascot. And she's been at the clinic, living at the clinic up until yesterday. So she's definitely been like a big part of Haven the last few months. So it was kind of hard to, like, she's kind of been our mascot, so it's kind of hard to let her go, but we were really excited to be able to. She went to a great home, so, yeah.
Well, your little one now is looking around a little bit more.
She's purring right now.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Well, went over and rubbed her ears. And said, she's so soft.
Yeah, you know, she's very soft.
And the fur is very soft.
Well, we love our little pet of the week. On Friday morning, it's good to have Amy here from Haven Humane. And
Bark, Wine, and Brew sold out again.
Yeah, it was a really fun event.
That.
Yeah. I think we're going to have to find a bigger venue. If we keep selling out every year, we might as well find somewhere bigger.
And then you have to start putting tables upstairs.
But you have to figure out where you can do that, you know, and still have the ability to do everything.
Yeah, because it's still, you know, an intimate, like we want everybody to feel very involved in everything. So.
Well, what you do is you raise the tickets $5. I mean, I hate to say it, but if it's filled up and people are turned away.
Mm-hmm. But it was a very great event, and we're really
wonderful.
Want to thank everybody that sponsored. Got table sponsors that, you know, bought tables and you know, supported Haven. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, like I said earlier, dressed up, really went all out. Like there was, like, to the nines people with the period pieces we were doing, like the 20s, 30s, mm-hmm. 40s.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, there was a lot of zoot suits and a lot of flapper dresses. And, really dressed up. So that was really fun. Like I was kind of shocked at the turnout of people that really, like, participated.
I think people are coming along.
They like theme.
And also, I think that in Reading in general, I'm watching these events from 10 years ago, and I'm seeing that people, you know, you raise the bar. Come on, let's just have fun. Let's enjoy it. You know,
And everything supports the animals.
Absolutely. So. And so there you go.
It's a good
great,
cause. Everybody can get behind it.
Everybody can get behind it.
Thank you, Amy. I mean,
there's no politics. There's no, you know, dogs and cats and snakes and guinea pigs and all this. Mm. They're not one side or the other. They're just, you know, there's little love bugs.
Right, exactly.
Maybe not the boca stretcher, but I'm not sure what you call that. But anyway. Okay, Amy, thanks a lot. And
Haven
Humane. And how did we get a hold of you?
Mango.
Give us a call at the Adoption Center, 241-1653.
Mango.
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 We have a cat named Mango.
Anything you want.
a dog named Pumpkin. It's fun. It's fun times.
That time of the year. There you go.
Darling kitten.
Yeah.
Hey, again, you know, we come back from trips like this, you know, getting back in our Sleep Number bed is one of the best things that happens. Besides being back with our friends and seeing everybody, Jared, I haven't seen Jared in a couple of weeks. It was good seeing Jared and coming back and finding out everything that's going on. But coming back in with the Sleep Number bed is huge also. My Sleep Number setting is 60, and Linda's Sleep Number setting is...
Last night I put it at 55.
55.
Back to the original. And again, the beautiful thing about having a dual control is that you can do, you know, what you feel like with your body at that particular day, whether it's been, again, like a heavy travel day or a stress day or workout day. You may want to go up and down. You have, of course, 0 to 100. And I mean, actually, we've forgotten a few times to actually set it. We've slept just as well in 100. So that's
a
beautiful thing.
But you do notice the difference.
You notice the difference. Did you set my, you know, sometimes I fall asleep before Carl. Did you set my number last night?
And sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't. And now the new Sleep Number 360 smart beds helps everybody, from parents to kids to pro athletes, improve their daily performance through a good night's sleep. And during the fall sale, you can save $100 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 smart bed, now only at $899. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. You're only going to find Sleep Number at our Sleep Number store right here in town.
And you know what's going on with the NFL this weekend? Patriots.
That's right. Patriots and the Chiefs.
It's going to be a big game.
Patriots are a 3-point favorite. Everybody goes, you're watching the game. Some of them are still protesting. Yeah,
I don't want to see
sure,
it.
I'm not sure the protest. I don't think the Patriots haven't protested. Yeah. Chiefs haven't protested. And again, I look at it so that if it's percentage, if one person protests out of two teams, am I not going to watch the other guys who are not protesting?
Right, right. That's an interesting look at it. But coming up after this break, five things you need to know. I always love to test Carl on this and to share with you some of the top headlines. We'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 1460.
Sunday, Lake Redding Park will again be abuzz as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecue for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $8 in advance. It can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or Mini Asphalt Cowboy. $9 the day of the barbecue.
Jerry, will you check if Dave has started his Christmas shopping yet?
You know he didn't start until December 24th last year. Of course he has not started.
That explains the PJs and the calendar I received last year.
Just for that, I think Dave owes you diamonds this year.
Oh, I like that idea. How can we make that happen?
I'm adding Gold Mart's fall clearance sale to his calendar right now.
Awesome. I just love diamonds. I'm going to Gold Mart right now to pick out items for my wish list. Thanks, Sherry.
Shop Gold Mart Fine Jewelers fall clearance sale now through October 31st on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Took a look down a westbound road. Right away I made my choice.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Seger.
This is a great song.
I was tired of my own voice.
So he's been a fantasy to be a backup singer for Bob Seger.
Took a beat on the northern plains and just rolled
out.
I want to be one of those girls in the back. Yeah.
12 feet from stardom.
Yeah.
Big bike weekend this weekend, come to think of it. And we're going to talk about that. In fact, we can talk about it right now. Big bike weekend this weekend among the so many things going on. And at, if I can find the read, which I've, oh, there it is. They've got a couple of things happening. You know, I don't know if you ever watched the American Chopper series.
Mm-hmm.
But they had Paul Sr. and Paul Jr. Well, Paul Jr. is going to be here to discuss designing his life, or his life of designing custom motorcycles, family and faith at Neighborhood Church weekend services in conjunction with Big Bike Weekend. Yeah, it's going to be there. We can also feature a guided motorcycle ride led by Paul Jr. to Big Bike Weekend's event at the Shasta County Fairgrounds on Sunday, October the 14th. It's going to be cool. A lot of great things going on out there. Anyway, yeah, but Bob Seger, he's on his farewell tour, by the way.
Yeah, we may
This is his last, you know, he's going to be in Portland.
A lot of those great guys are doing farewell tours, you know.
Well, in their 70s, their mid-70s, late, you know, I mean, it's time.
All right, five things you need to know.
Got it.
Well, a little bit like the tropical storm Michael.
Well,
11 deaths have been blamed on Michael, including 5 in Virginia, 4 in Florida, and 1 in North Carolina. An 11-year-old girl in Georgia who was killed when a carport flew into her grandparents' home.
A million people without power.
1.4 million customers.
Yeah, 1.4 million. Mexico City Beach. Destroyed.
7 states don't have electricity. Mexico Beach, like you said, in Florida, is pretty much gone.
Yeah, gone. I know where that's at. You know, see, I went to school down in Panama Beach for a while.
Parts of Carolinas and Virginia are still dealing with flooding. So, you know, when you go online and you look at some of these devastating overhead, you know, drone pictures, it does, you know, and you and I were talking about it this morning about people who were evacuated and then came back and saw nothing, you know, lost everything. But that's what happened with us with our fire.
With our fires.
So we can relate. In of what it was like to have that fire NATO come and just, like, wipe out, like, neighborhoods, like, areas completely just destruction.
Well, they also had, and they said it wasn't like the last one that came through that was just water. This one was destructive. And Governor Scott went to, their governor, Florida's governor, went to this middle school. It had an arch left of the school. It was like an arch.
Mm.
The classrooms are destroyed. Everything. I mean, you're looking at it. It's picking up tractor-trailer trucks and moving them. Ships pushed onto the beach.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, Turkey says it has video and audio evidence that missing Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi consulate.
This is huge.
Right. The source, whom a Western intelligence agency briefed, says the evidence showed there was an assault and struggle inside the consulate and also provided evidence of the moment that Khashoggi was killed. You can hear how he was interrogated, tortured, and then murdered, one official told the Washington Post. Khashoggi hasn't been seen since entering the consulate earlier this month.
Well, here's what's going on with that. Branson of Virgin Enterprises, Virgin Airlines, mm-hmm. and all, he's got $1 billion that he's investing in the Saudi space program. Mm. And he has now suspended that. He
has good for him.
He has suspended being on boards. They're having a big, they're having a huge conference on in media in Saudi Arabia. Everybody is pulling out of that. Other businesses are pulling out. Trump has said, okay, tell us what happened. He has sent their ambassador home.
Okay.
Trump, President Trump, and President Trump has done business with Saudi Arabia, as many other businesses in our country have. He told their ambassador, go home and come back with an answer. And he sent him home. So that's where their ambassador is going, to go back and come back with an answer. And on this, there's billions, $100 billion worth of weapons that they bought from us that could just be put on hold. No, mm-hmm. that's not going to happen. And all this, let's find out what happened. This guy was a critical of Saudi Arabia. He was born in Saudi, but he was an American citizen. He wrote for the Washington Post, other organizations, and this is a big thing. This guy goes in, American citizen, goes into a Saudi consulate in Turkey, and from the reports, gets tortured and then executed.
All right, number three, FBI. Over the past couple months, several FBI employees have been recalled from Asia as the Justice Department looks into allegations of interactions with prostitutes. Investigation, the Wall Street Journal reports, involves FBI staff and a handful of sites in East and Southeast Asia. The exact nature of the allegations and where they took place are unclear right now. The FBI keeps large presence of agents to support staff in embassies around the world. In a statement to CNN, the FBI said allegations against any employee are taken very seriously. Number four, Georgia's governor race.
I don't really know what to say about that.
I know, I don't either.
They've been
allegedly.
Know, yeah,
well, is a big word. Allegedly is the most important word. Number four.
Gotta be proof.
Georgia's governor's race, the campaign for Georgia's.
What I meant by that, there has to be proof before they're going to pull them back. They're going to research it. They're going to investigate it, and then one of two things will happen. They're either going to go forward with the charges, or they're going to turn them loose.
There you go. It's either
you
or.
You need more than allegations.
Either and. The campaign for Georgia's Democratic candidate for governor wants her Republican opponent, the state secretary of state, to resign his job. Stacey Abrams and Brian Kemp to quit after the Associated Press reported that Kemp's office, which is in charge of running elections in Georgia, is using a controversial verification law that has put on hold more than 53,000 voter registration applications. And almost 70% of those belong to African Americans. Abrams' campaign accuses Kemp of engaging in voter suppression.
Remember, we're getting these five packs out of CNN.
I'm just telling you.
This is their take on this, yes.
Massachusetts explosions.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, overpressured gas lines sparked the fires and explosions in towns north of Boston, where we just came from. Last month, they killed a person and damaged 131 structures. A preliminary report from the National Transportation Safety Board put the blame on a pressure sensor that a gas company's work crew had removed. Once it was disconnected, the sensing lines lost pressure. Regulators responded by increasing pressure in the distribution system. When they don't detect any system pressure, they allow the full flow of high-pressure gas into the system, exceeding the maximum allowed. A short time later, more than 60 gas fires broke out, forcing thousands of people to evacuate. Just a clergy sex abuse scandal, big time. Cardinal Donald Bury, the embattled Archbishop of Washington, has resigned.
Yeah.
Pope Francis accepted his resignation, ending weeks of speculation and rising anger over, I think it's Wuerl's reported role in two clergy sexual abuse scandals.
He covered them up, is what they're saying.
Okay, quote of the day, rapper Kanye West talks about his Make America Great Again hat in the middle of a 10-minute profanity-laden rant. In the Oval Office.
He's in the Oval Office. There's going to be 100 photographers around there. I don't know what he said. I heard part of what he said. And what he said is that blacks are doing better now under Trump economically than they've ever done in history. That they, you know, that having a Make America Great hat on made him feel like a superhero. Okay, I mean, you got to listen to this thing. But here's the other side of it. Whether you agree with him or not, the commentators on CNN right here were denigrating him. They were using racist terms. You know, there were four African American commentators and one white commentator, and he was sitting there, and his eyes kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger because they were calling Kanye West a Negro, but the way they were saying it was, you know, he's the White House Negro.
And the
white guy sitting there, he's going, I don't, he just didn't say anything. He was just looking, and he just kept getting more. You can see he's just really getting uncomfortable. And then the moderator, Lemon, from CNN, he's sitting there laughing, and they're just going after. They said, well, here's what happens when people don't read. Blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
And if it had been Fox doing this, the term racism would have gone through the roof.
We're going to have to take a hard break here. But finally, lottery is over
half a billion dollars.
Okay, so if you do that,
yes,
we suggest if you want to engage and do that, we're going to go to Tobacco and Brew because, you know,
that's where we go.
Tobacco and Brew, they've been with us. They sponsored us. We love Shelley. And Joe, they've been good to us through the years, and they've been with us since day one. And Shelley over there taking care of the whole store and remodeling it. Go on in there and get your tickets if you're going to do it. Also, Walmart seems like everybody's getting in the video streaming game these days. Now Walmart is stepping up to plate with its own service.
Oh, they're going after, Amazon. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's getting colder. Have you had your heater checked? Have you had all of your filters checked? Have your air ducts done? Especially after all the fires, if you haven't turned on that heater, you don't want to stand there and look like a cartoon when you turn it on and there's a puff of black smoke comes out and covers you. Alliance Heating and Air, veteran-owned business, voted best in the North States, who takes care of our HVAC systems. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back after these messages.
Francie Sullivan, Vice Mayor of the City of Reading. During my term, we've worked hard to make Reading as safe and clean as possible while never spending money we don't have. I've supported every financially feasible aspect of the Blueprint for Public Safety. There's just so much we can't control. State laws have put limits on who can be arrested. Jail space is limited and controlled by the county with their own budget problems. Prevention is our best tool. Every part of city government is focused on making our city safer. Need advice on better lighting for your home or business? RU will help. Our park staff works constantly to partner with everyone from trail groups to private businesses to fill our parks with families. Think food trucks and Carnegie Park, or the bike pump park near the pool at Caldwell, or the volcano at Enterprise. And it's working. Crime went down in the last 6 months in Reading. It's not good enough. I want to keep working to make our city safer. I need your vote. I'm Francie Sullivan. I approve this message, which is paid for by the committee to elect Sullivan for City Council in 2018.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios. Casey and our 1460 with Carl and DeBont. 20 minutes. Gosh, no, that's not true. 24 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on October the 12th, 2018. 52 degrees going up to 85 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, who you just heard. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, the only place in town that I would buy a firearm from. John and Sarah started this business 8 years ago, and they have done a great job, going on nine now, done a great job in building it because of great customer service, having everything a shooter would want, all the accessories, and, of course, great classes on firearm safety and concealed carry. All of this at Bastiani Arms, open Tuesday through Saturday. We're here with Rick Kearns, our American Legion, and all different other types of veterans organizations. But you're here to talk about the parade. We're getting ready to have a big parade as we do every year.
We have a big parade coming up in the great city of Shasta Lake. It's the Veterans Day Parade. It's November the 10th, and we're looking for people who would like to come in and enjoy us in the parade. It's always a fantastic turnout. We have a breakfast in the morning at the fire hall, and then we have a lunch when the parade's over with at the American Legion Hall. In the meantime, we have a great celebration coming down the boulevard, and there will be a flyover also.
We have every year it's over 100 entries in this thing.
Parade.
And it's so beautiful here in the city of Shasta Lake. You've got that real long, your main street down there, and it just you can see the whole parade from one end to the other almost. I mean, almost see every entry from one end to the other.
You certainly can. And what's really great about the entries is this is saluting our veterans, all veterans. But it's not just veterans that are there. It's amazing the people that show up, the bands, the horses, all kinds of people show up.
The middle schools, all the little dancers, the Buckeye Cuties are always there.
Always there.
Marching bands galore. Love it.
It's the largest. Yeah. It's the largest Veterans Day parade. I think it's north of Stockton or
it's the largest.
May even be larger than that now.
Guess
what?
Your announcer.
Besides me announcing it, it's an honor.
It is an honor.
And that. The number of people there, it just is always surprising too. That's not what I was going to say because when you said that, it just took my mind off. But what it does is you see all the young people there, and parents teaching their young people, their children, their grandchildren, to be proud of America. Those kids are all standing up, waving their flags and everything. Mm-hmm. It's really cool.
Yeah.
It's cool.
You know what I noticed? I just did a little sidebar. I've been watching, taped all the voice auditions the blind auditions. And I really like the fact that Kelly Clarkson, when anybody's ever stated that they've been in the service, she stands up and says, thank you for your service. And they really acknowledge anybody who's ever served, and there are a couple that they've really make a big deal about it. So that makes my heart feel proud.
You know,
in pop culture, it's not, you know, it's an important thing.
For years, Vietnam veterans were shunned. Literally, I ran from people, and because the way we were treated. And one day, I was walking into the store, and a lady was yelling at me, and of course, I'm moving further away from her. My wife says, no, she wants to talk to you. And I go, okay. So I stopped, and I let her have her piece. And she walked up to me, and she handed me a scratcher. And she said, thank you for your service. I hope you get rich. And that changed my attitude.
Wow.
I no longer ran away from people. Now people come up, and they say, thank you for your service. And I say, thank you back.
And I think, you know, people learn so much from the way we treated our Vietnam vets. That, and then came the Desert Storm. And I think people at that point, like there was a parade for us down in San Diego. You know, we marched through the streets of San Diego, but we were led by Vietnam veterans, and who were thanked, and people running out and hugging them and thanking them. But it took that for people to realize it's not the warriors are out there fighting the war. If you want to be upset, go and beat on the door of your congressman or your senator. They're the ones that are sending them over there.
Yeah, this isn't
something that, you know, the military is not the ones that pick the places to go to.
No, don't condemn the guy that's serving your country. You know, if you don't like what your country's doing, then
elect somebody else.
Yeah, change the program.
It's not that 19-year-old's fault.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of us didn't have a choice. Well, we got the card, and you either run to Canada or you serve your country.
Yeah, or you go to jail.
Yeah, or go to jail.
And the thing is, a lot of people said, you know, hey, I'm serving my country. We were on the last trip with two cousins that are just, they look alike, and they're tight. And he says, yeah, all we did was play our guitar and rodeo. He says, until one day we got this letter.
Yeah.
And they both went to Vietnam. So
Your friends and neighbors gathered together and selected you to represent them.
There you go. You have been the first time in my life that, you know, when I entered a lottery, I was first prize.
So we're going to be talking about this proposed bill that will expand VA dental care to more veterans.
This is something I could never figure, Rick. How could, you know, you do 20 years or you're military, you know, you're medically discharged or retired, and you do your time, and all the time while you're in service on active duty, they give you medical and dental and eye care.
Right.
The second you walk away or you retire after 30 years, 20 years, whatever, that you get retired, still get medical, but no dental.
No.
And then at that point in your life is the time you probably really do need dental.
Well, I have the people on the radio can't see it, but I have a hole in my mouth right here where I had a tooth kicked out while I was in the service. Mm-hmm. It was just one of those things that happens. And when I got out of the service, they sent me to a dentist, and he said, oh, I can build your bridge. I can do this and do that and do the other, and we'll take care of it. Well, he built the bridge, the little false thing that goes in there, and it fell out.
Mm.
So that was my dental.
That was your dental plan.
Plan.
Well, here, you know, we, in fact, are getting ready to switch us over to another dental plan that we pay for, and we pay for it just like you do. It's like dental or any type of dental insurance. And people go, well, so what? Well, it's because if you rate medical, you should rate dental. Anyway, veterans enrolled in the Department of Veterans Affairs now could benefit from the VA's dental program if new legislation introduced by Representative Carol Shea Porter would require the VA to offer comprehensive dental care to all veterans currently enrolled for VA health care.
Yeah.
9 million of us.
Yeah, so.
And about 70% of Americans over age 65 have been diagnosed with some kind of periodontal disease. But what she's saying is, and this is H.R. Bill 4556 something to get a hold of
Congressman LaMalfa or any other congressman or anyone you know.
Yeah, as of today, and ask him if he's supporting that.
Yeah. Because this is a program that, like you say, every veteran needs it. What goes in your mouth is affected by your teeth, and what goes through your body is affected by your teeth. So eventually what happens is you can develop some pretty good diseases if
That's
your teeth aren't taken
correct.
Care of.
And you know what? They also saw that periodontal disease can also have an effect on your heart.
Oh, no,
your
big time. You know, I keep telling a story about a guy who had a tooth infected and, boom, heart attack.
Yeah.
So it's a very important, it's almost like it's your information center, your teeth, your bones, and all of the veins that, you know, how our body's so attached, so connected. It's such a miraculous thing anyway. I always think the most intelligent thing on our planet is really our bodies.
But I agree with Carl, though. I don't understand why, we can get hearing aids.
It never made sense to me.
No, hearing aids, eyeglasses. You know,
but not your teeth.
But not your teeth.
Yeah.
Why? Why not?
You know, the other thing that doesn't make sense to me is, if you're married to somebody, you know, for a certain length of time, and you divorce her while you're in the service, she gets a piece of your retirement forever.
Yep.
Okay? Forever. Even if it was, she wanted a divorce, but no matter what the conditions were, she gets a piece of your retirement forever. And while you can be married to somebody for a long period of time, and and then when you pass away, your retirement pay stops right there.
Yeah.
And it doesn't extend to your loved one. And they said, well, you could have signed up for the survivor's benefit plan. But, but back then when I got out, I wasn't married. So I didn't sign up for a survivor's benefit plan.
No, and that survivor's benefit plan, you also pay,
into
20%.
Yeah, which was okay, but I wasn't married.
No.
So then afterwards, it's the whole thing is set up so that, if you've got a retirement from a company, I think your wife's included in those kind of things.
Right.
Not in anyway.
Well, this is the kind of stuff that getting to the American Legion, this is the kind of stuff that we're fighting for. We want to change these quote-unquote benefit programs so that they are a benefit program, not just something that, we have this benefit, but guess what? You're about a quarter of an inch too short. We want these programs eligible for everybody.
Well, we're going to take a quick break here. We're here with Rick Kearns from American Legion. We're going to come back and talk some more about the parade and some of these other things that are coming up that people need to know about. This portion of the show brought to you by Holly. We're at Holly Bail Bonds at 1737 Placer Street. Now, keep that in mind because Holly and her staff, besides being experienced and compassionate bail bond professionals for over 26 years, they are here. They are leading the charge, as are other people, but mainly up here it's Holly on to stop SB, that State Bill 10, by going down to Holly Bail Bonds and signing the petition. That SB 10 is the one that did away with bail. So that we have, as if Proposition 109 and the 47 and 57 didn't put enough people back on bad people back on the streets, which is the problems we're having. It endangers public safety. It's going to cost millions of dollars. It eliminates bail, which is a vital public safety tool. It was opposed by crime victims, law enforcement, civil rights advocates, and public safety leaders. The ACLU was against this. Yeah, the ACLU, which you thought, they'd probably be for this. No, because of the way this thing is written, it's terrible. You need to sign the petition by November 26th, so head on down to 1737 Placer Street. We ought to go down today and sign that, too. And or give them a call at 241-1516. That's Holly Bail Bonds, who, by the way, does a great job here in town in keeping the people that need to get out of jail. Then they watch to make sure that they show up for trial, that they're staying out of trouble, and all those things. All right, Ray, we'll be right back with our American Legion buddies.
By Brian Daly, Forest Assembly, 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
Every year, Goldmart Fine Jewelry customers have enjoyed our fall clearance sale, finding everything from that matching band to go with their engagement ring to that absolutely perfect vintage piece. Once again, we've brought together the best selection of one-of-a-kind items, priced them to move, and now's the time to act. The sale has begun, and you'll have till the end of the month to save. Better than Black Friday or online sales. Hurry, make time to visit our massive showroom. If you wait too long, your neighbor will snag that piece you've always wanted. Goldmart Fine Jewelry on Hilltop Drive, Reading.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew your spirit. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, we kindly welcome you to indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Spa, our primary goal is that after visiting with us, you are relaxed and revitalized from your personal spa experience. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select an array of services. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products. We are the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Inquire about our monthly membership. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation at Wind River Spa.
This Sunday, Lake Reading Park will again be abuzz as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecue for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $8 in advance. They can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, the Paint Marts in Reading and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $9 the day of the barbecue.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
From the halls of Montezuma
to the flag posted and the colors go by. Yeah, of course.
We fight our country's battles in the air.
Welcome back. He's getting close to Veterans Day. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. This portion of the show, you know what, I guess it's good to be playing the Marine Corps hymn and then doing a spot for Shameless O'Leary's Irish Pub, because the Marine Corps was formed in a pub, Tunn's Tavern, back in 1775.
Really?
No, it was. Tunn's Tavern in 1775.
I want to know what they said. What made them decide to do it? What were the words?
Well, it's a chance to fight and drink ale. Arrgh. Yeah, oh no, those are pirates. No, Shameless O'Leary's Irish Pub, nestled in the heart of downtown, only true Irish Pub in Reading, voted best in the North State since 2011. You come down Monday night football, bet the bookie, win cash and prizes, wings, burgers, and Irish nachos, 16 beers on tap. They've got half price Tuesdays on burgers there, and Sunday fun day, NFL games. While watching them, you can have a delicious brunch. Delicious brunch served with mimosas and Bloody Marys. Shameless O'Leary's. You know, you do have a good time down there. Hey, we're here with Rick Kearns from the American Legion, and it was just going to be a quick segment there, but we got into some of the things the Legion's involved in, and of course, our next one is our big one is the parade that's coming on November the 10th, which just happens to be the Marine Corps birthday. How yes. appropriate. It's going to be in the city of Shasta Lake. It starts at
10 o'clock.
But you get there early.
Go to breakfast at the fire hall and have a fantastic pancake, eggs, sausage, coffee, juices.
How much is that?
$6.
$6.
It helps the volunteer firemen and the firemen of the city of Shasta Lake.
It does. And the for $6, like you said, you get eggs and pancakes and sausages. Yeah, it's great. And drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Get all everything there.
You get milk,
and then
coffee.
From there you wander on down. Now, that starts at 6 in the morning, right?
That's at 6 in the morning.
And that goes until the beginning of the parade?
Correct.
And do they have lunch afterwards?
At lunch after served at the American Legion Hall over on Vallecito.
There you go. And you can go over and have lunch afterwards. You come in for breakfast, a little bit later breakfast, get yourself a nice spot there. And then you go for your, and then you watch the parade, which is going to be great. Who's the Grand Marshal this year?
I can see his face, and I can't think of his name. The little photographer.
Frank Rose. You mean Frank Rose.
Frank Rose is the,
Frank is everywhere, little
Frank
devil.
Where
is he today? He usually shows up here when people are on. Anyway, the little gremlin.
The
Italian of the year, by the way.
He's like a,
one of the Italians
he's
of
like,
the year.
He's like one of those, what were those things?
Bunny.
A leprechaun. He's like a leprechaun.
Yeah.
He's around everywhere a lot. Okay, so we have that. That's going to be on the 10th. It's going to be a great time. You want to also put out things to your American Legion is wanting to give out to schools this book.
Carl,
right here.
If I can.
Sure.
After the parade, if you go to the American Legion Hall and enjoy the lunch, you can go across the street. They're having a flag retirement where we are retiring worn-out flags, and there will be a firing of the cannon a bunch of nice military-type stuff going on that people can enjoy.
Okay,
but the retirement of the flag is quite a ceremony. People say, you burn the flag. No, we do not burn the flag. We retire the flag, and it's given a proper salute and proper treatment. And we're very proud of that program. That's one of the things we do.
Are you up on what's happening down at the IGO with the National Guard's going away?
Kind of. The honor guards from there are going, but we still have the American Legion has an honor guard.
Right. But there was a National Guard unit
that
was stationed out there, right?
Then they came in and they would do all the honor stuff. And I'm meeting one of our American Legion guys who happens to be a Marine. I said he happens to be a Marine. He's a Vietnam era Marine, and he is one of the honor guards out there.
Okay.
So we have a
there will still be honors. There's still honors rendered. Plus, I think you can go to some place and they will send up
the writers. The writers have. We salute our veterans. We take care of them.
And now we're getting that brand new veterans clinic.
That new veterans clinic,
twice the size of the other one. A lot
of nice equipment going in there that we don't have here.
Yeah, we're sitting here with Rick Kearns from American Legion and talking about the parade, the Veterans Day Parade, November 10th down in City of Shasta Lake, and then all the other things that are going on here. Any last thoughts here?
Well, Carl, I'm also working on a program that's called How to Treat Your Flag, and I'm handing out these pamphlets on how to display the flag, what to do when the flag comes by. A lot of people, they love displaying the flag, and that's fantastic, but they don't realize that there is a proper way to do it. And I'm giving out guidelines. I have little pamphlets on the guidelines, and I will gladly give that to anybody who would like to have a copy.
Okay.
I think
sounds
that's
good.
Great. Are you going to be able to go to schools? Are schools welcoming those kind of where you can go and, hi there. Yeah, we have another veteran that just showed up.
With his.
We used to ride with him in his little pooch.
Anyway.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's Richard?
Yeah, Richard's out there.
Come on in, Richard.
Come on in, Richard.
You can't see this, obviously, but
no.
Yeah.
He has this little Yorkie that's ridden with him for the last, 10
years.
11 years.
He has his own little set of goggles and everything.
Yeah, you're the guy who originally has taken. I've never seen you without your dog.
Most time I'm not without. Nobody knows me if I don't have him.
In fact, we saw you and your wife it just happened to be stopped at a rest stop on the way to Sacramento.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You two were dressed in like regular clothes. and I don't know if you had the dogs with you. And it was
That's the only way Linda recognized me.
Well, it was out of place because we've ridden for you with you for years, so this is great. All right, yeah. So you're here today because? Just to support our buddy?
Yeah, support Rick.
Okay.
Richard with this American Legion.
Great.
Get some pins.
Okay,
great.
Get some pins.
Oh, yeah. He is the vice commander for the district for the American Legion, District 2. And so he's going to be doing some pin representations and presentations and stuff for the Legion.
Great. Okay, we have to run. Thank you so much, Rick Kearns, for being with us today from American Legion. And we're going to be talking more about the parade, of course. When we come back from the news, Jake Mangus is joining us from the Chamber of Commerce. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Turkey and the United States. The 50-year-old Brunson has strongly maintained his innocence. President Trump, who has repeatedly called for the pastor's release, welcomed the news, tweeting in all capital letters, "Pastor Brunson, just released, will be home soon." The death toll following Hurricane Michael has risen to 11, and the number could rise as search and rescue efforts continue in several states. It's going to be a long road ahead for many Americans affected by the storm. The damage assessment and cleanup is just getting underway.
Mexico Beach, Florida, was the first to feel the effects of Michael.
It's sort of just hard to realize just what just happened.
Fran Boas looks out at her hometown after the storm and sees
total devastation.
Scott Boutwell in Mexico Beach is happy to have survived Michael.
You know, our lives, everything we have is gone now and stuff. We lost all our cars, everything.
The largest hospitals in Panama City, Florida, were shut down. Patients were evacuated because of heavy damage from Michael. I'm Ed Donahue.
More than a million people throughout the Southeast still without power this morning. Pope Francis has accepted the resignation of Washington Cardinal Donald Wuerl for his involvement in two major sexual abuse and cover-up scandals. President Trump escalating his attack on the Federal Reserve.
We have interest rates going up at a clip that's much faster than certainly a lot of people, including myself, would have anticipated. I think the Fed is out of control. I think what they're doing is wrong.
But Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said today the president respects the independence of the Fed. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
Worried health officials say a small but growing proportion of the youngest children in the U.S. have not been vaccinated against any disease.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says an estimated 100,000 young children have not had a vaccination against any of the 14 diseases for which shots are recommended. It's a big increase from the previous reporting period, 1.3% in the most recent survey, compared to 0.9% from a previous assessment. Researchers did not ask why the children weren't vaccinated.
That's Jackie Quinn reporting. China says it is in communication with the United States amid new reports of a planned meeting between President Xi Jinping and President Trump next month. That news pushed global financial markets higher today. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston. There's been another royal wedding at Windsor Castle. Princess Eugenie married Jack Brooksbank at St. George's Chapel, the same venue used in May by Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Emily Nash with Hello Magazine says the British public is very interested in the latest royal wedding.
It's going to be a really happy occasion. They may not be as well known to the public as Harry and Meghan are, for example. They're not working members of the royal family. But, you know, the Queen's granddaughter is still ninth in line to the throne, and there's a lot of interest in seeing her today.
At today's ceremony, some 850 guests were in attendance, including most senior members of the royal family, including Queen Elizabeth II, and her 97-year-old husband, Prince Philip, who made a rare public appearance. Hollywood stars and fashion luminaries also attended. The bride is the daughter of Prince Andrew and Sarah Ferguson. She's ninth in line to the British throne. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460, right here in the, I can think of the epicenter of change in downtown Reading right here. It is 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock on October the 12th, 2018. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Great things they do for our community. Go on in there. And besides, the when you go in today to buy that $500 million lotto ticket that you can use part of it to help the city here, build a new jail.
Which and a big landscape maintenance district to take care of brush, it sounds like.
Maintenance there and take care of all the brush and all this right here at Tobacco and Brew. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our Friday morning edition.
It's kind of a
currently
going
52
in there.
Degrees in the downtown studios. It's going to be a beautiful day with our temperatures going to up to our highs. We'll be about 85. Clear skies tonight with lows of 59. Tomorrow, Saturday, calls for sunny skies with our temperatures around 88 and lows of around 60. Sunday calls for beautiful temperatures, clear skies, 84, Monday, 83, Tuesday, 85. And as I look at the weather through the week, it looks clear and beautiful and no clouds and no rain. And so just enjoy this beautiful fall temperature. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where they're locally owned and operated. Senior and veteran discounts always. And it's they're located down in Anderson, 365-3793. Now, our favorite place to work out, Adamson's Peak Performance, and the owner and operator of Adamson's Peak Performance. Congratulations on 25 years in the business. Go Joe! What's happening?
Go Joe!
Yes, Adamson's Peak Performance, the epicenter of body transformation.
Whoa. Epicenter of body transformation. I love that. And I tell you what, you know, I don't know if you saw the memes on Facebook or wherever it was, and it showed the bear that had come out of, you know, hibernation back in like May, and it was like a lean fighting bear. And then at the end of the summer, after 4 pounds a day of gaining weight, it was the most roly-poly bear. You could have used this. You could have said, Carl, at the beginning of the vacation. Carl, at the end of the vacation. So you've got your work. Joe, you and your guys got your work cut out for me, or cut out for yourself.
Right, we'll
I'm going to come in there Monday. You may have to widen the doors.
That's true.
Unfortunately, we have a double door that comes in.
That's
car.
Right. Okay, so we have a fit tip of the week or whatever's on your mind to just tell us what, in your moment here with your Adamson's Peak Performance moment, what do you have to say?
What came to mind today was is inter-office fitness challenges.
Hmm.
We started one. We're doing a one-week fitness challenge. We just incorporated a heart rate monitoring system into the gym that awards effort points based on the minutes spent exercising, and then gives you more points for each in zone as you work harder. And so we challenged each other to 1 week of who could get the most effort points. And I've never seen so many personal trainers work so hard in my life. It's killing me. We still got 3 days left on the challenge, and I'm about worn out. But so it gave me the realization that, wow, these an office challenge, whether it's 6 weeks, 8 weeks, I probably wouldn't do more than 4 to 6 weeks. but maybe you challenge the people in the office to number of days that they work out per week, or it could even be a weight loss or something like that. And really effective. We just put like a $25 coffee card for first place, and then last place has to do like 50 burpees.
Oh, burpees. I can't even do a half a burpee.
After 25 burpees, they become upchucks. They become hurling. These are burpees. This is hurling now.
Yeah. I don't think anybody wants to get last place.
Hey, Joe, this is Jake Mangus with the Chamber. Listening along here as third party here. Please send me send me that information, Joe, and we'll send it out to the membership on your 25th anniversary in the industry, and also this type of challenge. We'd be happy to put that out there.
Oh, that sounds great. Yep. I will do that.
So that's Jake Mangus.
Thanks,
Joe. With Chamber of Commerce.
I know he's been in our place. I think it was back when we introduced our Punch Fitness there.
That was my first greeters in my history with the Chamber. So
really?
I always remember that one. Oh, yeah.
Awesome. So how come you're not in there passing, pushing that in the steel around there, buddy? Pushing that iron, huh?
Oh, man. I'm always chasing kids around these days, too.
Hey, I have a question about this challenge. Is it something that just raises your heart rate, right?
Yeah. So we've got these heart rate monitors, and they have a chip in them that record everything that you're doing. So you could be out hiking, running, or whatever,
so
recording your exercise. So it doesn't have to just be in the gym.
No. So if I'm talking to a liberal Democrat, not only my heart rate goes up to like 143, but my blood pressure goes up, does that count?
Yeah, you're actually getting MEPS points for that. My zone
X. Conversation with a Democrat. That's the new fitness craze.
Not a Democrat. It's not a Democrat. I love Democrats. It's the far left Democrats.
There you go. Yeah.
Radical.
So, yeah, there are ways to work to rig the system if you can figure out a way to get your heart rate up without exercising. You'll get some points.
Joe Adamson is of Adamson's Peak Performance, and address one more time, Joe.
It's 3050 C Street. Here in Redding.
You know what? It's a great place to go down to. Absolutely, spotless and everything. There isn't a machine or an exercise that you could think of that you can't find down at Adamson's Peak Performance.
We got it all down there.
You got it all, buddy. Spinning, you got it all.
Epicenter of body transformation, man. You just gave me a new term this morning.
There you go. Joe,
thanks,
we'll
Joe.
See you next Monday.
All right,
take care. Bye-bye. These are just really good people. And Jake, you were down there. You saw what it looked like.
Absolutely. Then, that place is amazing. They've invested a lot in that space.
Yes, they have.
And, there's things, we got Jake Mangus here, who, of course, is the president and CEO. What is your executive director? Of the
president
and
CEO, one day, and it might be something the next day. But
one who changes empty toilet paper rolls and all that.
Correct.
Just like anybody that's in charge.
Thanks to Evergreen Supply for that.
Yeah, plug. Hey, that's
things
what you
like
do.
That, a challenge, like you jump in there and say, hey, send us an information, cousin.
Yeah.
We're known for a lot of things in Reading.
True.
That may not be the epitome of what people are looking for.
Yeah.
But why couldn't we be something like the town that everybody, 90% of the people in the town are trained in CPR? That is something that I remember that Seattle went through that, or Spokane went through that one time. They're training everybody with it. And people that they save so many lives on that. But something positive that, hey, Reading is a town where 90% of the people have been trained in CPR.
You are hitting such a chord this week for me, because we spent the last 2 days with a company that is helping us to set the stage for what we call the Reading City Identity Project.
Oh, wow.
The Chamber has a partner organization that I'm also at the head of called the Forward Reading Foundation, and we've raised $500,000 in the last year for this project. And this is not the Chamber's version of what Reading's identity is. This is going to come from as many voices as possible.
You've been working on rebranding and branding, so Reading is blah, blah, blah. Whatever that is, the blah, 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 on people's lips or on their minds, wherever Reading is, isn't that where the fires were?
True.
Everybody, by the way, has heard of those fires.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What they say is that your logo, your tagline, that's like the tip of the iceberg, and then identity is everything under the water. So it's a major undertaking. It's very emotional for people, because we're talking about the core. of them, of us as people in this community. So we're going to get a lot of emotion, I think, in this whole thing. But, you know, so far we've gotten a lot of data, holding some stakeholder meetings. We're going to be surveying the as many people as will respond to the community-wide survey we put out. But there will be some checkpoints along the way. But the biggest thing is we're going to get to 20 action items by 2020, ways that we can carry out. This,
things that we can do by 2020.
The positive.
I like it.
Yes.
Okay. See, there's the 20 and the 20. Yep. It's not elongated. It makes you think 2020. Okay, we can do that.
All right, let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Wurst over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Decades of experience, a better-known business. He does not take chances with your family. Quality workmanship, and he practices an art here in fixing windshields, whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, where he guarantees his work for life. That's right. If there's anything that happens, he'll just fix it. Not that he has to, because he does the right thing the first time. This is Jeff Wurst. Anything from a chip, again, a small chip up to a crack over 2.5 feet in length, and you will not waste your time. Just go on in there. He'll look at it, say, yeah, I can fix that. Or he'll say, nope, I can't fix that. Here's where you need to take it. Get your windshield repaired. Jeff Wurst. Master Windshield Repair Specialist, 3208 South Market Street, or give them a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Linda Bott, with Jake Mangus, the director, executive director, CEO, and everything else at the Chamber of Commerce, right here in Reading.
Sunday, Lake Reading Park will again be a buzz as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecue for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $8 in advance. It can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, the Paint Marts in Reading and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $9 the day of the barbecue.
Jerry, will you check if Dave has started his Christmas shopping yet?
You know he didn't start until December 24th last year. Of course he has not started.
That explains the PJs and the calendar I received last year.
Just for that, I think Dave owes you diamonds this year.
Oh, I like that idea. How can we make that happen?
I'm adding Gold Mart's fall clearance sale to his calendar right now.
Awesome. I just love diamonds. I'm going to Gold Mart right now to pick out items for my wish list. Thanks, Sherry.
Shop Gold Mart Fine Jewelers fall clearance sale now through October 31st on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Michael and Tina are lovely people, and they're committed to our community. Those are the people that we want helping shape policy and running our communities.
His honest, down-to-earth, straightforward way of approaching things. He thinks outside the box.
Vote for Michael because he has a heart for people, and he wants to see things change. He has the education and knowledge to address our city's financial hardships, and I believe he's going to see those through.
I'm Michael DeQuisto, a candidate for Reading City Council. The biggest issue we face is a dramatic increase in quality of life crimes. One third of the 10,000 arrests made last year came from only 300 criminals. With 300 more jail beds, we could get them off our streets. This is not a city problem or a county problem. It is a community problem and needs a community solution. If elected, I will use every available resource to give us the safe and prosperous community we deserve.
Vote Michael DeQuisto, paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto to the Reading City Council 2018.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick. In my other life, I'm the marketing director for Reading Kia.
It's Customer Appreciation Month. You can own a 2018 Kia Rio ID 074062 for $229 per month and zero down.
Oh, my goodness. Own a new 2018 Kia Forte ID 281123. $256 per month, zero down. Interest rates going up, but not at Reading Kia.
It's 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2018 Kia Fortes, Kia Optimas, Kia Niros, and Kia Stingers. Customer Customer Appreciation Month ends 10/31/2018.
Kia Rio, MSRP 15960 minus 1000. Kia Customer Cash, 84 months at 4.19 APR. Kia Forte, MSRP 18902 minus 2250. Kia Customer Cash, 84 months at 4.19 APR.
0% for 66 months is $15.15 per 1000 financed on approval of credit, plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, any emission testing charge, subject to prior sale.
Redding Kia, RedingKia.com.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
And it's called Redding, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire
Maybe
Radio.
That's our theme song.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 1460, 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, 52 degrees, going up to 86 today. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, and they have payment plans out there, 365-3793. Four Winds Jewelry brings us this portion of the show, 2225 Hilltop Drive. If you want anything as it has to do with jewelry or watch repair, it's Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Linda and I are here with Jake Mangus, who is Executive Director of the Redding Chamber of Commerce, and you just told us about this program they're starting, about a branding, rebranding, talking about the great things that can happen in Redding, that 20 things for 2020.
That's right. And so the way it's going to work is we're going to be getting as many ideas from this community as possible over the next few months, and then that's going to get synthesized down by people smarter than I into a top 40, kind of like the radio top 40 hits kind of a thing. And then we're going to be synthesizing that down further into a top 20 ways that we can implement and accentuate the positive in our community. What would that look like? I mean, it could be something like maybe not just one mural in downtown Redding, but maybe it's some seed money that this project, this program that we've raised this money can help to seed fund and then inspire a mural, a series of murals throughout the community.
Just as an example. No, that's a great idea. But these murals are painted in different places, and then people on their bikes, or they can make it the trail where they can kind of walk and enjoy our community and go from mural to mural to learn about Redding and our area up here.
That's right, because when I'm talking to Tony Giovanello at the EDC or Joe Comenti at the Builders Exchange or Lori Baker at Visit Redding, we're talking about how it all comes down to if people don't want to be here. Well, I should say it in a positive way. If people want to be here, then you have a better chance of being able to recruit physicians to the community, for example, skilled workers, retain our workforce here, attract a workforce. It's all about workforce right now. Tony got back from this International Economic Development Conference.
Tony was on Wednesday.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
So he's saying it comes down to human capital. That's a big deal for us right now.
We just came back out of Canada. They are hammered up there. McDonald's, $15 an hour, and they still have to close down 2 days a week because they don't have enough employees.
Yep.
And they're just begging for people to come up to in Quebec, and especially in the Montreal. So, you know, you look at that and you look at where we are.
Sure.
We're the same way. We have got all this potential here.
Yep.
But we've got to get those pipelines going.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at When you're bored, you look at the Department of Labor statistics one day, right? So I'm looking at those, and
you must have a different life than I do.
Well, because I'm thinking, I'm going, is that really true? You know, the building boom in the early to mid 2000s, we were at a certain number in our workforce, and we had went through the Great Recession, and we've kind of rebounded. And so I wanted to see where are we right now. 10,000 fewer people in our local workforce than was in 2008. So that just kind of tells you right there.
But are they because that? They've gotten older, retired.
I would say yes.
Part of it is that. Is part of it that a lot of people in that workforce just, I'm just tired of looking for a job. I can't get a job. I'm getting paid by the government for this. But that seems to be lessening too, that the retraining of these people that left. How do you get those? Let's just say there's 4,000 of them out there, or say 2,000 out of the 10,000. Yep. that are still here that are retrainable. How do we get our hands onto them, bring them back, and get them back into the workforce?
Well, I think a lot of it, too, is people that moved away where the jobs were during that tough time and then haven't come back to us. But as far as those people that may be on the government dole right now and we're trying to get them off of that, I think it has to come down to, this is, again, more of like a wishful thinking, but it's you got to open their eyes to the possibilities. And I think that Joe Comente's got a big thing going with the trades right now. I mean, certainly even before the car fire upticked the demand big time for labor, we have nearly $1 billion in known projects in this community already. And so
we just heard yesterday of Senator Johanneson was on. They're building a 100,000 square foot VA clinic.
And that is an amazing project.
And that's going to be done in the next 2 years. And that wasn't even counted in, well, you may be counting it in that billion.
It actually may have just crossed us over the line there on the billion. I was rounding up from, around 900 million. But, because I figured there are a lot of things that we don't know that are going to be occurring. And so the point is that some of these people could be given the opportunity, if they would like to seize it, to let's see, what would I say? Learn and earn. So they could be out there right now driving nails and, working on job sites and also taking classes at the trade school or at Shasta College.
Shasta College is, I tell you
skills.
What, I want to say that, Joe's doing a great job out there and his people, but I tell you what, Shasta College has stood up.
Yeah.
And they are looking at the robotic side of it. They're looking at the advanced manufacturing, but also welding, heavy equipment, diesel techniques, diesel mechanics. These are all things that people can, once they go through the school for a year, $60,000 to start. I mean, come on.
Absolutely. Great paying jobs. I have to mention that last Friday, instead of being dressed like Tiger Woods like I am today, because I'm going to an REU open house, and I'm also going.
And by the way, you are dressed like Tiger Woods.
and I'm going to the inauguration of Norman Hall at Simpson University later. So I've got my Red Hawks red and my REU red on.
That's great.
So, anyway, but I digress. Last Friday, we were on a Shasta County Manufacturing Day bus tour of the three local public high schools, right? Let's see, at least not the three, but three of them.
Right.
So Shasta, Enterprise, and Foothill. Amazing to see what these kids are learning. Robotics classroom at Shasta High School. They're going to be launching their own satellite, hopefully, in the spring.
And people don't realize where we are here. This is going to launch their own satellite. Now, satellite to me means it's going up into the atmosphere and it's staying there.
Yes.
That to me is what a satellite means.
It's a pretty big deal.
That's a pretty big deal.
And they're going to be able
they're
to.
They're not going to launch it like from here in Reading, though.
No, I think it's down in the Mojave Desert, right? And they got to get on the launch schedule, so that's what they're hoping for. And once they do that, there will be some data that the satellite will be sending back to the students at Shasta that they can track, which is pretty neat stuff. And these are girls and boys doing this. I mean, what was really cool is the homecoming at Shasta in particular. So you had the cheerleaders dressed up with their faces painted and everything, and they're sitting down working on this advanced manufacturing type of robotics stuff, cheerleading outfits. And that, to me, speaks volumes. Well, these students are getting their eyes open to what it means to be in the trades today is a lot of hands-on stuff, but it's also a lot of technical, computer-based stuff that they've grown up in their hands, so it only makes sense. So anyway, I get goosebumps thinking about it because we've got a workforce in the making. And so it's connecting industry and education, and that's what last Friday was about.
The other thing, too, is that, there was a show on last year or something. It was on one of these 60 Minutes or one of these, about this guy who had brought all this. Remember we saw this, Linda, brought all this industry down to, like, Bohunk, Louisiana.
Yeah, I know
in
this
the middle
story.
Of nowhere. I think
yes.
I talked to you
was
about it.
Was this the Golden Triangle guy?
Yeah, the Golden Triangle guy. He's rotund. He goes in there. He's a Dallas Cowboy fan. But he brings in all this stuff. But the thing he did was he got to college there.
They trained people.
The community college
to
train people on what these big companies wanted. They gave all this insight and input and provided some of the, machinery. So they would have a workforce, and then he gets a tire company there. Of course, it would be tough for us to get a tire company in California.
Yeah.
But there are so many other things we could get, but we have to have that working capital. Mm-hmm. The working capital is the people.
That's it. And we had the Knopf insulation guy with us. We had Southern Aluminum Finishing with us. We had Cedar Pacific Windows with us on this tour last week. So mm-hmm. they're seeing what is going on in the classrooms, and hopefully that will create some dialogue between the two. And then I'd like to see the second thing, and it's not my project, but I'm a part of it. But getting the students then out to these workplaces
right.
to see how they're applying what they're learning, what they can apply what they're learning
and
in the real world.
And perhaps maybe a program that could be funded in the school where a student can take a class knowing they're going to secure, if they don't want to go to college or they want a summer job or they want to try to do something that is, you know, manual labor or whatever it is, that they can train while they're in high school knowing that they're going to have a job afterwards.
Sure.
Yeah. And it's a secure thing. Oh, you're in this program? Okay, we're going to get your introductory.
You're going to get paid this
you're
much?
Right into the system.
Yeah. And we're going to take care of you. We're going to show you how to do this, but you're getting paid.
And you're starting right out of high school, building your 401k with insurance mm-hmm. and the whole thing, and now you're in a corporation. Like yep. many years ago with PG&E, those guys that were with PG&E
Absolutely.
Until they started right out of school, right out of high school. And they didn't really do college, but they were with PG&E for years, and they're set for life.
30 years.
Yeah.
They talked, you know, we've been for at least a generation or two, it's been college or bust. That's been the mantra. And we've come to the realization that it isn't the only option. In fact, in our community today, you could get a job in the trades or create a job in the trades. And with all the projects that we have online, you could work nonstop for probably the next 15 years, you know,
know
on just projects,
well, you know, and
rebuilding Reading.
One of our listeners, Jimmy, here is a construction guy, and he would have to leave every Sunday to go down to Southern California
yeah.
to work for, you know, for the week. He'd come back Friday night because there was no work here.
Common
for him.
And sad
and,
story.
Yeah, and now he's back. But we have enough construction. That it's going to last. We got to take a quick break here. We're here with Jake Mangus, who is the chief cheerleader for Reading,
yeah.
and has been doing a great job, by the way, as the CEO
Thank
and
you.
Executive director and everything, and over there at the Chamber of Commerce. You put together a good. You've got a good board over there. You've got.
True.
I think you've got a lot of response from people, and the chamber's growing.
It is.
When we come back, I want to talk to you quickly about the upcoming elections, because everything we're talking about here is the city. And we don't have anything to say about the county, but in the sense of it. But the city has to really buy into this.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be very, very, very proactive in moving things forward. And we have had a problem in the past with that.
Sure.
So I wanted to talk about that. I'm not saying it was as bad as some people think, but it
yep.
wasn't as good as it
yep.
could be. So once we get back from this next break, but this
okay.
portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at North State Security. As I mentioned yesterday, the founder's son, Lance, has passed away last weekend. Jake knew Lance.
Absolutely.
A lot
yes.
of people knew. What a fine gentleman he was. But North State Security, his son stepped up and has been working in the company for for a decade or so. So he's they're not losing anything. The people they have around there have been in there for 30 years. You still have the same high quality of service that you would have when Lance was there. It's North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. Yeah, it's their 50th year. They've got all types of great programs. Give them a call at 243-0295. We'll be right back.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793.
That's 365-3793.
Gather your friends for a night with Sinbad live at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Friday, October 19th. Ranked by Comedy Central as one of the 100 greatest stand-ups of all time, actor and comedian Sinbad has had audiences laughing over three decades. His storytelling style of comedy is profound without being profane.
Marriage is work. Marriage is a career. It's not adventure. You do more before five than most folks do all day. It's like the military. And all you men out here 55 years old trying to date a girl 20 like she like you. Are you out your mind? She wants your house. You want a woman that understands the signs of stroke.
Do not miss your chance to see Sinbad live at the Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, October 19th. Tickets start at $20. For tickets or to reserve a room in our hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Don't forget to download the Wind River app.
Just a very hard-working person, and he listens to his people.
David Kehoe is one of the most honest public servants that I have ever seen.
As a third-generation U.S. Army veteran, I support Supervisor David Kehoe for re-election because of his unfailing support of our veterans.
The best quality about Dave is that he is so approachable.
You just couldn't ask for a better supervisor than him.
I'm David Kehoe, candidate for Supervisor District 1. I'm firmly committed to a safer community by increasing jail beds and supporting law enforcement. As your supervisor, I have a record of voting for jobs and economic development to help increase revenue for public safety. I will always strive to improve the safety and quality of life for the people of Shasta County. I welcome your support and vote.
Paid for by Kehoe for Shasta County Supervisor 2018.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We have been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. We need to stop the Bail Reform Act. SB 10 endangers public safety and will cost taxpayers millions. Bail is a vital public safety tool that ensures people who have been arrested for crimes will return to court for trial. What can you do to help protect our community from SB 10? Come to Holly Bail Bonds, located at 1737 Placer Street, and sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 to a public vote.
Oh, I saw it on there. I saw the video there, and I thought that you had a video of me back in my teens there.
Carl was in a hair band, ladies and gentlemen.
I was in a hair band, that's right. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. Epicenter of Change right here in Reading is starting right here at KCNR 1460 as we move on to the FM dial.
Google drops the pin right here.
Right here when it says Epicenter of Change. Boom! Right there. Good morning. Welcome back. It is 24 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, 56 degrees. It's going up to 86. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, beautiful week next week. If you've got your water sprinklers on, you can probably start turning them off now. Save that water because everything's kind of like quieting down.
I had a broken sprinkler, and I fixed it, and then, of course, it started to rain, you know, right after that about a week ago.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, if that's all it takes, then I'll do it again. I'll break another sprinkler.
I'll break one then, yeah, too. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business, man's last stronghold. What can I say? Except to get your hair cut there. If you get your hair cut there, you should, man.
I kind of have a similar haircut. I had gone there for a long time, and
I got to
the point where the hair on my head is becoming a endangered species, and so my wife is the one that now sits me down and cuts my hair.
Oh,
so,
is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, I can't argue with that one.
So
I can't argue with that one because if you went to a stylist, I would just be busting your butt
no.
right now.
Oh,
you know?
No. Yeah.
People that go to stylists, was it because you like the styling they put in it? I was going to say your styling is...
Yeah, it's pretty basic.
It's basic.
Yeah.
All right, I'm here with Jake Mangus. And Jake, the Chamber of Commerce over the years has gotten themselves involved in elections, sometimes embroiled.
That's
could
true.
Be, would be a good word.
Mm-hmm.
And people just get really upset. People pulling out of it because they didn't like decisions that were being made and all this.
Yeah.
This year, you all are back into the elections.
Absolutely, we are. Go ahead. No.
No. Just talk about it because you've made endorsements, but then didn't make endorsements. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. When we reach out to our membership, you know, and I thought when I arrived, I got to start asking the audience what they expect of us. So our membership responded, and they said one of the top five things that they entrust us to do is to help elect business-friendly candidates. So because of the way that we're funded, which is strictly by our sponsors and our members, we have the flexibility to get involved in making endorsements when we think that the case is strong enough to do so. And so that's why when the Shasta County Board of Supervisors race in District 1 came about and we interviewed all the candidates, Joe Comente so separated himself in the mind of the Political Action Committee and the board at the chamber that we felt that it was the time for us to put our name and some resources behind him. So we've done so, and we're really focused on seeing this through to the finish line in November. So everybody at the chamber is one heartbeat on our decisions that we make, even if people personally may have different opinions. So my role is to reflect the consensus of the group. And so when it's come to the city council race, we did the same thing. We vetted all the candidates, all five of them. So our two incumbents and the three challengers, and did that in a private interview session with each of them, and then also followed that up with a public forum that focused on questions of importance to the business community, everything from taxes, economic development, to public safety and quality of life and all those things. And so they took all that information in, talked about it, and the PAC unanimously decided that in city council race this year, we are going to continue to put out the information about how the candidates responded to those questions, the things that are important to the chamber when considering a candidate, and putting important links to their candidate statements, if not their own websites as well, so that folks can at least take the business perspective in mind when they go to the ballot box. And oftentimes, when you do that as a voter, what you discover, it ends up kind of standing on its own. But we're not making an endorsement in city council for Reading this year.
When you were talking to the city council, the people running for city council, did any of them come up with something you just went, oh, that's a great idea?
Well, I would say that each of them has his or her own flavor when it comes to how to approach things. I mean, we have a pretty good idea of Kristen Schrader and Francie Sullivan, as we've had 4 to 8 years working with them in office. So we understand Kristen's focus on children and family and health and human services type of realm as a way forward for our community. We understand that Francie Sullivan has a great fondness and allegiance to the staff at the city of Reading, and she also has been engaged in a lot of the things occurring in downtown Reading. And then when you get to Michael DeQuisto, the way that I would sum up Mike to this point is that he's someone that understands the issues, and he's also got some clear ideas as to how we would go forward. With Aaron Resner and James Crockett, got to get to those two. So with Aaron, Aaron brings a lot of that that youthful exuberance and energy. She's got that business background, as does DeQuisto, So I think that naturally attracts a different energy to city issues. And then finally with James Crockett, he is someone that's got a great heart. He's got a really good reason for why he's wanted to step forward, and he said he wants to make Reading a better place. He thinks that we're destined for really wonderful things. And so I applaud all of their courage for either seeking reelection or stepping forward to put their hat in the ring, really.
You know,
That's my executive summary.
Well, yeah, I like the summary.
I thought that was really good. You know, we do not endorse at all.
Yep.
And at city or county races. And the reason is, one, that we know everybody, of course, and it doesn't make any difference.
Sure.
But we admire them. And that last thing you said, though, is what? We admire them that they're putting it on the line out there.
Yep.
They say things that they know the next day I'm going to be, pinning them up on the wall in talking about what they just did. But yet, I admire them.
Sure.
On things like this. You can't help but admire people that put themselves out, mm-hmm. and especially during this time frame, to doing it. David Kehoe has put in so many years there at the county and at the city, and Joe Comente, who's standing up and going up against Dave, and then all the ones here. So we don't endorse. We try to do is get every one of them on, and we have Dave's going to be on in a week or so. Everybody else will be on. To talk about, and we get them in here for an hour. And anybody that has a question, whether it's online or they can call in, what about this? What about that? You know, unfunded liabilities. What about moving forward?
Absolutely.
What about all these? I mean, you've had 4 years or you've had 8 years to do something about it. What's your plan now? You know, why do we have people still laying around? How can we have 50 people, 60 people down in South City Park and another 30 out here by the post office in Yuba Street? You know, those are questions that, you know, that if you're an incumbent, you've got to come up with some kind of answer there.
That's true.
And not enough room in the inn is no longer a working answer.
Is the summary going to be put down, your opinion of your summary, going to be on a website somewhere so that when people are looking and they're like, well, I haven't been able to attend this and I can't go to that, but I kind of want to get a flavor of who each one of these candidates are.
We did our forum a couple weeks ago was live and recorded on Facebook.
Okay.
It's about an hour and a half in total runtime, and so that's going to be posted today on this post that I craft that kind of summarizes all of these things.
I like that.
And gives people links to the candidate statements.
And we can share it all out.
Yeah, we need to link that.
Because, you know what, if everybody does that, and now you're going to have 50, 60,000 people be able to read it if they're on Facebook on stuff. So
sure.
It's going from there. So, okay.
We're going to take a break, and we have an update on the weather. It's currently 60 degrees. In the downtown studios, Jake Mangus is our guest, Carla Linda Bott, here on this Friday here on KCNR 1460. We'll see you on the other side.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly, 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will again be abuzz as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecue for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled dried dipper chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $8 in advance. They can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $9 the day of the barbecue.
Every year, Goldmart Fine Jewelry customers have enjoyed our fall clearance sale, finding everything from that matching band to go with their engagement ring to that absolutely perfect vintage piece. Once again, we've brought together the best selection of one-of-a-kind items, priced them to move, and now's the time to act. The sale has begun, and you'll have till the end of the month to save. Better than Black Friday or online sales. Hurry, make time to visit our massive showroom. If you wait too long, your neighbor will snag that piece you've always wanted. Goldmart Fine Jewelry on Hilltop Drive, Redding.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's had it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 on Friday. Friday, October the 12th. 60 degrees, going up to 86 today. The weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's going to be like this for a week. It's going to be beautiful weather. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Located in the heart of downtown Reading, recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award. And let me tell you, you know, this is stuff that's been written down, but things since all this is how Shasta Regional Medical Center has stood up and is standing up that mental health facility inside Shasta Regional that is going to be fantastic. It's helping people. You see these people on the street that are just, you know, they need help. Well, Shasta Regional, along with the county, is standing this thing up, and it's going to be a huge asset to us. So big shout-out to Shasta Regional. We're here with Jake Mangus, who is the executive director of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're talking about, and the last segment is how they went about on endorsing. And then, and you gave a good synopsis of what the five are that are running for city council. Coming up, things that you see coming up, Jake, over here in the next 6 months that you want to get everybody pumped on.
Well, I think we saw something in the newspaper today and yesterday about the citywide landscape maintenance district concept to help with vegetation reduction, fuel reduction within the city of Reading.
What do you think of that?
Well, landscape maintenance districts have certainly been the way that the city's
that's
been
tax,
able to.
Though, right. It's a tax, though, right?
Yeah, and it will go to the ballot. So that's the one thing that I saw that if city council moves forward with it, it will be ultimately decided by the citizens of the community, by the voters. But I think without having too much processing time, I think that I need to have more information to make a well-informed decision on that. You want to know? Here's my example. We were presented in our neighborhood with a landscape maintenance district concept, and reading the information, it was kind of open-ended as to what the annual cost could be someday. There was never like, this is going to cost you X. No, it said it's going to cost you X now, but it will be able to be increased over time as necessary. So you're thinking about, well, I don't know what that means.
I would say no right away on that one.
So
that's a no-brainer then. Oh, we're just going to increase it without you, you know, and you've already signed up for it.
So I think that the first option seems to often be let's
take as
tax
much money from you as we can.
So I think let's look at what other options there are. I mean, there could be ways of incentivizing individuals to take care of their own property, for example. I mean, like, I know people in West Reading that have greenbelt as part of their property line. They can't do anything with it, but they're supposed to take care of it as far as reduce the fuels and things like that.
But if they try to go out there, they get hammered for that, you know, for trying to clean it. Other times and I agree totally that I look at what the city is supposed to be clearing up, and they did not do it. And they're saying, well, we didn't have the money for it. Well, how much did this fire cost us?
Yeah.
And they go, well, it wouldn't have made any difference. Well, we don't know that. To say it wouldn't make difference because, well, you know, the fire came through the fire, you know, the fire NATO. Well, yeah, but what if, it, you know, if you had cut out 50 acres of this before it hit the Sunset Heights.
Sure. I mean, it was a historic situation,
historic.
You know. And, gosh, there was something else that was on my mind there that kind of faded out. But it's okay.
Hey,
Probably a good thing.
Get used to it.
Hey, let's talk about a few events. We've got 10 minutes left, and I know that I went on the site, and you're like Coffee with Jake.
Oh, sure.
Let's talk about a couple things about you and what you brought to, what you're bringing to, what your interaction.
Yes.
Where you want people to feel like they can walk into the Chamber of Commerce, sit down with you, talk with you. Yeah, slam dunk there.
You're exactly right.
Exactly. So you got Coffee with Jake. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the idea is that I want people to think that they've got access and that we want to provide opportunities for them to just come visit. I'm a pretty accessible person, I believe, and you know, you don't have to go through a lot of gatekeepers to sit down with me and tell me what's on your mind. So I want to hear good, bad, and different stories about what's going on in your business, things that we need to know about. The first time we did this a month ago or so, it was pretty fresh, the car fire effects business.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were tears in the room. I'll just say the industry. So it was a bicycle business locally. Their bread and butter are mountain bikes. And they were worried with the destruction of some of these beautiful areas around the trails that was going to affect their business, and they weren't sure what they were going to do going forward. So what was great about that was I was able to open this person's eyes to the federal dollars coming into the community.
FEMA
to
help. Has a SBA. Program.
Yes.
They have a program specifically for that.
SBA business loan.
Yeah.
And SBA business loans have exceeded $1 million, which is great, funded back into our community of business. Most of the damage was economic injury, not physical damage to structures of businesses, which was a fortunate thing for us. So that's encouraging. I think about $30 million in total has been funded by the SBA for homeowners, renters, and businesses. So that money's getting put back into the community. We have, hundreds of millions of dollars in insurance claim dollars that will be circling through, rebuilding homes and everything.
It'll be interesting to see also what the insurance companies are going to do, how they're going to handle this in the future. They have just taken a beating in California. And you know what? Whether you like it or not, insurance companies have to make a profit. But they are paying out. Of course, they have insurance companies that insure them, too. But, I mean, the billions and hundreds of billions of dollars they're paying out, is it going to have an impact for our community in the future about even getting fire insurance?
I think that it already has for some people. I've heard in conversations that they've been denied renewal on their insurance policy for their homeowner's insurance.
And some of them are looking at carriers are pulling out, so there's only certain carriers that are available.
Well, what happens if you need to sell your home? I'm sure that we're kind of getting a little off. I want to go back into the accessibility of what you're doing with Chamber of Commerce. But let me finish my thought there. I think that some people are concerned if I need to sell my home or I'm choosing to sell my home because it's time for me to maybe scale down or whatever they're doing. And the person who's now coming to Reading to perhaps buy the home won't get fire insurance. So there's a little bit of a uneasiness when it comes to, I'm sure, real estate in general.
I've heard for years the idea that if you live in certain urban wildland interface areas that you were not going to be able to get fire insurance, or it was going to cost you a very pretty penny to do so. But certainly I'd see that trend continuing in zip codes where that have experienced catastrophe this.
And they're going by zip codes. It's not by streets.
Yeah.
Okay, Jake, going back to, and by the way, I want to throw out this to everybody, so everybody knows, is we want you to come back on a regular basis.
Right.
You know, so we do this on a monthly basis when we talk about these, especially this 20 for 2020.
Sure.
On all these plans you're doing, so we can help get the word out that, meeting with Jake for coffee, but these other things about want people's ideas on what we can do.
We want their antennas up right now for that.
I want to talk to you about something as soon as this is over. That could be in conjunction with this building of building Reading, making Reading stronger.
You're right. And if I were to think, 6 months down the line, certainly I would be thinking about the ongoing transformation physically of our downtown core. My sister had her birthday party last night with our family at the food truck park.
Ooh.
So, you go down there and it's still, I just call it, I go, it's a thank you, Jesus moment every time I go down there out from what it was before. And so what a cool experience.
Maybe we'll wander down there for lunch.
We opened up, we were gone for our 2 week excursion when that opened up and we really missed it. We're so excited for that as well.
Put on your bowling shoes too, because they have a one lane bowling alley in that park now.
Oh, I just love the fact that that's just like, come on, we can walk to from our house, from our business and from our house. So, Jake, we're going to have you come back on because we're really in the crux, whatever the word is, of the tipping scale of Reading.
Sure.
And I love how the idea of what we're doing with the expansion, with the changing of downtown Reading, with all of the outlying areas, businesses, how we brand and how we identify ourselves,
sure,
or we are identified to the outside world, is so important, and it takes our community. And the brains like you, they did a great job, whoever brought you on, to have you head of Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you.
You're doing a brilliant job, and we need fresh ideas and minds and energy like what you have in order for us to really be the Reading that we know we can be.
I'm grateful for those comments. I would say that what we've determined in the last 2 days, as far as going around and talking to people in different walks of life, common thread is that folks understand that there's a vocal minority that puts out a lot of bad stuff out there, always these naysayers. So we've got to balance that, and we've got to celebrate the good things that occur. We're not denying the bad, but we are going to play to our strengths, because that's going to really help pave the way for folks to think about becoming a part of this community or remaining in this community. Cincinnati, Ohio, as an example, has something called the Cincy Seven. Seven talking points that the hospitality industry knows and memorizes, those that you're going to have first impressions with, the Uber driver, the people that are even in the airport, whatever it might be. So they can speak to the great things that are a part of this community or that community. You know, I think that's really great, instead of the first thought being, ooh, I wouldn't go down there. It's not very safe down there. Or,
right,
why are you in this community? You just left a really awesome place. You know, no, we know that, mm-hmm, we've got really great things here,
right,
too. So we're not second fiddle to anybody, and that's the big message.
Don't want to be second fiddle.